It before he even sent me the message.
Okay, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Page 107. So up until now, and although yesterday you guys were really pushing it, what about my grandmother? What about my uncles? And then, right? You guys are other relatives, right? You guys are pushing it. So here we go, page 107. We'll get there. So the Gemara itself, in a different place, in source number 30, deals with it, this situation. Tanur Banan, Bisha'as Betira Sosha Rabbi, when Rabbi passed away, Amar, Livni Ani Tzarich. He says, I need my kids. Yechadisu Banav Etzlos. Okay, show up. Amar them. He is Shiba Kavod Imachan. Please be very diligent about honoring mom, your mom. Ner Yedaluk Bim Kamo, that his lamp should be lit in a very specific place, you know, where it always was lit. Shkon hi aruch bim kamo, table should need to be set the way it was. Mita tehe notzas bim kama, and that has to be set up in this particular place. Yosef che fani, which is some guy, Shimon Efrati, another person, hem shuni b'chayai, they took care of me when I was alive, hem im shim shuni b'mo si. And they also have to take care of me when I die. I guess they'll take care of the funeral arrangements or whatever. Fine. He's here with Kavodi Macham. Be careful. The Gemara asks on this. Okay, period. End. He's here with Kavodi Macham. Be careful of the honor of your mom. The rice of you, right? Why do I need to on my deathbed? Why does Rebbe on his deathbed need to warn his kids about honoring mom? I don't understand. Like the Torah does that, right? Why does he need to say something? After all, it says, answer. Eishes av havai, meaning what's this referring to? It was the father's wife, meaning it wasn't necessarily their biological
mother.
It was their stepmother, right? Stepmother. Fine. Eishes av nami d'raisa. Here we're talking about. No, that's still included in the iser. The Tanya kabedes avicha v'yasimecha es avicha the rabbos eishes avicha. No, we listen to Mariboy. This is still mina Torah. Why? Because when it says es avicha, we include in it eshes avicha, your stepmother, right? Your father's wife. Es imecha, both baal imecha, same, and flip, your stepfather. Vav yisera, what about from the vav, ve, what do you mean from the vav? De ve es imecha, rabbas es achicha gadol, also your older brother. Uh-oh, we're not going to get into who's older here, right? Well, you guys are, it doesn't matter, actually. We older siblings. Hani milin, right? If that's true, then Hani Mili, Rashi said, "Dechay bekavod eshes aviv bechay aviv bechayim avalachar misalo." Meaning, so Gemara says, okay, you have to honor these people when they're alive, but how do you know you have to honor your stepmother when she's dead? That was the chiddush of Rebbe. Yes, honor your stepmother is already in the Torah. Honor your stepmother when she's passed away. You have thought that what? The second I pass away, i.e. your biological father passes away, you're not obligated anymore in honoring your stepmother. Why? Because she's the only reason why you have to honor her is because she's my wife. But if I'm dead, you don't have to honor anymore. What do we see from here? Not true. That was the finish. Fine. So again, we see from here, even a stepmother, another family member, right? Okay. So on this... So we see that as long as 31, not so simple though. Chayav adam lechavod eshes aviv. You have to honor your stepmother. Af al pi she'eino, your mother's not your mom. When though? Kol zman she'aviv kayam. Only if the father's alive. Meaning, you don't have to honor your stepmother when your father passes away, because the only reason why you have to honor her is be connected because she's your father's wife. V'chav v'chav v'bal imo, but you have to still honor the husband of your mom. Kol zman she'imakem, as long as your mom is alive. Aval achar misa, when they die, enam chayav bichvodam. You're not obligated to honor them. However, here we go. Here's the kicker. We go makam davar hagun lekavdam af lachar misa. However, it's appropriate to honor them after death. Meaning, Rebbe. That's why Rebbe had to call the kids in. Rebbe called the kids in because really they don't have to honor them anymore. So Rebbe said, kids, I want you still to do this because really you wouldn't need to do this anymore. Fine. That's why the Shulchan Aruch is using that gemara that we just read to paskin the halacha that what. In Achinami, you have to honor them, but not the same way once they passed away. On this, what's important here is that we see that It's not the same type of honor. And when it comes to a step-parent, the same type of honor really would not necessarily exist. What about other types of family members? So take a look at 32. Well, you also notice older siblings, right? You saw the older sibling also through here. 32. Mistabra, the geder ha-kibud be'eshes avi v'al ima hu kumo geder mitzvahs kibud av'em, mamish. Honoring a step-parent is like honoring a mamish, like a parent. The kibud yofinu me'esavicha, since it's learned from the pasuk esavicha, zo eshesavicha, havei kamavicha. It's like your dad. S, riboy be'etzem ha-tzivoy. It includes and expands the commandment. Mishum ha-achi kasav ha-rambam, de'eshes aviv hu b'chlau kavod aviv. Honoring your mother-in-law, your stepmom, is like honoring your dad. Oh, and it's not enough to honor them like Shar Zakeinim Chashuvim. So we have this concept because they're all Zakeinim Chashuvim. But if it's a family member, you have a greater obligation to honor them. Okay. A step-parent is like a parent. That's me, Yaptim, who should you do first? Blah, 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 blah. Fine. Obviously, I imagine it would be, you have to give it to your biological parent before your step-parent. That's understood. And what about ones 109? What about source 34? Have Adam covered Achiv Gadol. You have to also honor your older brother. Ben Tru Achiv, Ma'aviv.
Biological. What if you never knew your biological parents? And you give it up for adoption. Those are, by all intents and purposes, your parents.
No, so your parents adopt you from a very, very young age. Those are your parents.
Your biological
parents.
What about siblings?
But you're adopted.
Adopted. You have siblings. That's
because from a very young age, if it's an older sibling who essentially same thing. There's an issue. There's a there are leniencies if you are adopted and you are. It goes both ways. If you are, I said this way back when, that if you are adopted, and your step parent passes away, so there are leniencies in terms of like shiva and kaddish, and that potentially could play. But generally speaking, most people want to do it. They were raised by them. Or whatever. Okay, 34. You're obligated to honor your older brother. It doesn't matter if it's a half sibling or a full sibling. Right? So that's kind of what we said before. Even if, let's say, the younger kid is Tamil Chacham, even if his older sibling, you still have to honor your older sibling, even if he is. Now, what does this mean? Look underneath it. To be shown in post-com, you see a number of details because in Salacha. The first is the question of whether the limitation of the Gemara of honoring step-parents only within the lifetime of the biological parent applies of honoring an older brother as well. Meaning, let's say you have to honor your older brother, maybe it's connected to a parent. So if your father passes away, maybe you don't have to honor your older brother anymore. Does the obligation to honor one's older brother stem from the Halacha Gemara of honoring one's parent, or is this a separate independent obligation? Turn the page. From Falesh, Shulchan Aruch above, it would seem the obligation continues even after the death of the father, since the Shulchan Aruch only is interested in honoring before and after the death of a father with regard to one's stepmother. Never limits obligation to honor one's older brother in this fashion. The Ramban seems to hold the obligation does terminate upon the death of the father, and that is 35. Who are the last two lines?
Is it the father and the mother, or just the father? Or are we talking about the case of a father?
Interesting. That's a very good question.
Stepmother. Is this the case of the...
Oh, we said the stepmother.
Stepmother's
yeah, but she said, it said stepmother over...
You're right. Let's say... What about if your older... Your father passes away, you're obligated still to honor your older brother. Right? That's the question you asked.
He's saying specifically father, but are we talking about father and mother, or just the father?
Very mysterious.
Or is the father just all encompassing of both parents?
Before 6:30 package.
Hang on, that's a good question. That's a very good question.
A business dealer.
All right, I'm going to father check the cameras.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my father check the cameras on that.
Yeah, absolutely. See what we put in that. I think in the Chut Shani, it also explained about stepfathers.
What we're trying to say is that you're still obligated to honor your father, your older brother, if your father passes away.
Because your mother's still alive, technically.
Yeah. Right, your mother's alive. Let's say you have parents. Your parents are both alive.
Oh, so is the older brother taking on the...
Right. No, so the moment the father... No, not to take on. The moment your father passes away, you no longer have to honor your older brother. Is it connected? Is honoring your older sibling connected to your dad? So the Ramban in 35.
Maybe it's because it's going to be what's called. It's going to be like so, detrimental to your father. That's why you have to honor him.
If what? If your father's alive or dead?
If your father's alive, that's why you have to honor your brother.
But your oldest brother. Yeah. Once your father passes away, maybe that expires. So the Ramban in 35, look at 35. This myth only applies when your dad's alive. Interesting. It's not even talking about your mother. Just for every reason, it's always focused on the father. Because it's inappropriate, right, to not honor them. Everything connects to the father. That once the father passes away, for whatever reason, the whole thing falls apart. You no longer have to honor them.
The way he's suggesting. They're translating it, though, is different now. They're saying that Avos is parents. So it sounds like maybe now he's going to parents. Which is interesting because I've never heard Avos be translated as parents.
He does say your parent.
Does this apply to sisters also?
Okay, that's the next paragraph. That's 36.
Okay,
yeah.
So it doesn't.
I'm gonna force it.
No,
it's older. They're older.
Yeah. Once
again, okay, so good, right, okay, 36. So the Birka Yosef on Yoredea, he says that it obligates, right? To honor all your older siblings, and the Av Lachar Mitas Av, and he throws in Av Va'em, right? So he specifically points out, you know, more doesn't matter. Av Va'em, he connects both father and mother, and also you're obligated for your older sisters as well. Okay. Now that being said. The Gilion the Marshan 37, he says, Davka Hagadol. What does Gadol mean? Asarishim Velevashani. The oldest, not older. Okay? That's 37. Whereas the Chut Hashani, similar, look at the bolded section. Vadai Da'ari Rakba Hagadol Shabachim. Of course, referring to the oldest brother. Velo Kol Achiv Agdol, not just brothers who are older than you, or if you want to go use the Birka Yosef, your older siblings. Okay, but it's still considered appropriate derecheretz to honor all of your older siblings, not just your oldest sibling.
Did Binyamin have to honor Yosef, or did he have to honor Reuven? Because Yosef was
my father.
No, but it wouldn't matter because he's still obligated to honor half a sibling. It's half a sibling he has to honor, right?
Yeah. No, of course it happened, but he's saying there are only two children, right?
So no, it's for biological Yosef. Mm-hmm. But his half siblings would have been Reuven too.
Well, there's two older siblings. Who's the oldest honoree?
Is it Reuven?
Of the family?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right, that's not going to apply to it anymore, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not going to apply to Well, I'll tell you what it would have.
No, I guess I'll apply. No, but it was step. Yeah, what do you mean? Okay, you're two people.
Yeah, right. Two kids, and they get divorced.
They have another kid. You're married, right? 2-3 years.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they have
exactly.
Siblings.
No, you're right. No, it could happen. I guess in that case, who's the chicha gadol?
Oh, you mean to get divorced?
Reuven.
No, but I'm just saying in general.
wouldn't it be obvious that would be Reuven?
Good question. No,
well,
no.
It's according to father only, but if you're going according, like, a kibbutz of aim, like, it's his mother. It's an actual.
Well, put it this way. Since he has two half siblings, right? So he, like, it would be, for sure, it would be Yosef also, but yeah. I think it would also be Reuven. Because
be
it's the oldest of the oldest, and then it's the oldest of the full.
But then wouldn't he have to, also respect Bila and Zilpah's first child?
Well, no, because they're not
the oldest.
They're halves.
There's only one oldest.
Reuven, right? They're still going to be younger.
Right, true.
Right? So even though they're older than him, so, okay. Okay, we spoke about the Pesukei Teshuvah 39 speaks about even a female. 40. Here we go. And then we'll talk about the next topic. Good. Ein tzarich l'chaved es ha'acha gadol b'kavod aviv imo mamash. You do not have to treat your older sibling like you would to a parent. That's very important. So when we talk about, so what do we see from here? We see that even though the Gemara does a ribui, you know, vav v'tzarich gadol, just because the vav is coming on that limud, everyone agrees, while it's true that they're included, don't make the incorrect assumption that because we are including, the Gemara has a ribui in the pasuk, that means you have to then treat them the same way. No. That means you have to honor them in a certain way. But the concept of fully extrapolating onto an older sibling like a parent, that is incorrect. You just have to, the Gemara is coming along to see if you have to treat them more than Joe Schmo, and not equal to a parent. Okay? That's
much
40.
More than Joe Schmo.
Well, if you treat everybody properly.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying...
So it could be, you're right, it could be if you have to offer them, you have to be, offer them food first, you have to offer to help them, I mean, you have to offer them things, you have to honor them, don't cut them off.
First step.
Right. So what, he's going to say it here. Ein tzarich l'chavod es ach ha-gadol k'kavod avivi mo mamash, ela shelo yubazu b'dvehem. You don't have to scoff at them. B'chin l'mor b'panav b'e sholo l'kub ha-sefer Torah v'chadome. Right? And what should you do? Yeah. But here's a great example. If they get an aliyah to the Torah, you said that. But in chiv the kovdo kama vivimo mamish, but not like you would actually do to a parent. Okay? Umin hadin ach katan tzrich lamod b'pnei ach gadol mimenu hamagil yado toch arba mosav. Really? Listen. Look at this. The younger sibling should stand up when his older sibling comes in proximity. Ach rabim lo agu lakpid bazeh. But no one does this. What, this guy is, 14 years old and I'm 13 years old, I gotta stand for him? This is not normal, right? So it must be that there's some type of assumed mechila. There's no obligation for mora, for fear. So there's obligation only for honor. That's why he's gone by his first name. And listor dvarav, you can argue with him. Shocking, you can argue with your brother. Sorry, you could sit in his seat. As im ha'ach hagadol ben Torah, Yosef lo toar Rebbe. If your older brother is mamish ben Torah, it's a kam Rebbe. If your older brother yamod, you should stand to honor him until he finishes Kriyas Torah. By the way, because far I've been, I don't have to stand for leaning, right? So I'm to stand for leaning.
He's a kofer.
What?
What if he's a kofer? Can you call him kofer?
Like, Reb kofer?
Yeah, Reb kofer.
Yeah. It's only if he's Ben Torah you call him Rebbe, otherwise. Yeah. Fine, very interesting. Okay, now, I'm not going to... I want to get half people married. Maybe we should deal with it. I dealt with this a while ago. This was one of the first topics I did with this married guy share. So this was our first topic, honoring and in-laws. So you definitely have to honor your in-laws. And if you take a look, in fact, more than some machlokas, you have to honor them like zekirim chashuvim or anything more than that. That's some focus. Understand the Gemara. But let's just go to the bottom line because it's super duper important. Jump to 46. We'll just do 46 plus 7 to 48 because with that, we'll be done.
How are you supposed to address your in-laws? Like mother and father?
Look at 46. You should not call them by their first names. Right? Hare gam lizekinim chashuvim. Also, older people, you don't call them by the first names. Rather, you call them Rebbe, Reb. Okay? Yishinagu likro lechamav chamosav b'shem abba v'ima. You call your in-laws mom and dad, or whatever. Kiderach David HaMelech. There's like David HaMelech, who called Shaul his father, Avi. V'in iser b'davar. It's not like you're denigrating your parents if you call your in-laws by the same name as your parents. From Rotsa Likro Lachamav B'Tawar, if you want to give a title, like Abba Mori, Yesh Orim Shein Lasoska. That you shouldn't do. Why? Meshum Shein, Kino Yzeh, it's only really given to a biological parent. And therefore, that's not really so nice what you're doing to your parents if you call your in-laws like that.
So what if you don't address them at all?
That's what a lot of people try to do, and it's not recommended. Eventually, once you have a kid, it's easier. You can call them like Grandpa, or Zadie, or Saba. It gets a little bit easier.
That's his plan.
You don't call your in-laws anything? You don't call your in-laws anything? 47. It's okay, no one listens anyways. 47.
Not David Jackson listens.
No,
he really?
No, yeah, only he the first part, no last comment. Okay, 2 minutes. Perfect timing. What happens? V'chein, he sh'amra, ein rotzoni she'vo leveis avicha v'imecha. If your wife turns to you and says, I don't want to go to your parents' house anymore, your parents drive me crazy. They're nuts. They're toxic. They're horrible people. Ein sh'chenes imahem b'chatzir echad. I'm not living with them. They're nuts. Why? They cause me tremendous pain. Guess what? You listen to your wife. God listen to your wife takes precedence over your in-laws, over your own parents. Sorry, right?
Shalom bias.
I thought that wasn't true though. I thought it was your. She has an obligation too, but you don't have an obligation.
No. If she says that your parents drive me crazy, I don't know if she has to you listen to your wife. There you go.
You don't have that option.
No. Right? Yalkut Yosef in 48. Jim Yesh imot ben ishtol lahorav. There's tension between. If there's tension between your wife and your parents, lo yichas alishto, do not argue with your wife. And also nachas ruach lehorav aval im ishto machatzifa b'dibur klape horav. But if all of a sudden your wife's going off on them and not being very nice, even though afetzdika, maybe she's right in doing so, she's justified, but still, ro'oi lo lishtakim yada. You should tell her to maybe stop. Lamar learn how b'derchas. You should have derchas. Im rosa shemiriven ben ishto lehorav. Hand to chafos v'gormos lafriya b'shalom b'yisrael yishadel shelo lagia leves harav yachim yishdal. If need be, do not go to see your parents with your wife. Achu atzmo yivaker. Rather, he should visit his parents alone because he's obligated to honor them. Okay, so we see from here that honoring one's wife is more important than one's own parents. Again, not more important, but if there's tension between them, try and deal with it. It's but again, we're obligated for in-laws. We need to deal with how to deal with in-laws. It is a very complicated situation. But generally speaking, we should try our best in order to honor them and also to your parents, to your wife's perspective.
So what if it's not the in-law, but the son
is
in an argument with his father and his wife still wants to go over and see the parents?
Yeah, so she should. Why not? It's confusing.
No, but as I
just curious. Okay, that's up there. We'll deal with one case because it's an interesting case, and that's mitzvah of honoring parents who are abusive. We touched on that way back when, but it is an important topic. So we'll start with that, God willing, next week, and that'll be the end. Then we'll move to the new topic, which is Talmud Torah. Oh. Yeah.